a couple of more minutes with Thomas Lux and with Bruce McKeever, who cover much of the human experience with the poetry that they both make possible and write themselves and open for me. Tom, you and I are old friends now. New old friends. But you and I also have an ongoing conversation about music and poetry. And Bruce, I want you to enter into this conversation that Tom and I have. To me, music is poetry and poetry is music. And Tom, you say?
Well, poetry, good, all great poetry has the music of language in it, all great poetry. And poetry is a traditionally an oral art form. It's meant to be spoken out loud. It used to be accompanied by music, and more and more younger people are doing that now, too. But they're different art forms. Music is one thing, and poetry is another. And
Can poetry be music?
Well, metaphorically, sure.
Can music be poetry?
Sure, metaphorically. Those are both praise words. The word poetic is a praise word. The word musical is a praise word when applied to something else. Those words are applied to something else. There's a praise word, so sure.
I was surprised. I had one of my poems. A guy had gotten it somehow on the web, a thing called Snow Geese, if you remember that thing.
Poem, yeah.
And I got this email from him, and he's in the Berkshires, which is where I live now, and he had made a choral, he had done a choral piece out of that work.
Mm-hmm. And of yours?
Of mine. I mean, just out of the blue, he had made this choral piece out of a poem that I had written.
Yeah. Were you thrilled?
I was absolutely
That's
thrilled.
Cool. I've had poems set
and
to
you've
music
had the same
and
thing
performed
too.
And stuff like that. It sounds weird to when
it
you
does.
Write something to be spoken as human speech.
Yes, it's
and
right.
Then
it, doesn't, it doesn't.
It doesn't
really.
It's really weird, but still, it was.
But
a
in
cool
a way,
thing.
Doesn't that also reflect the evolution of the species? I'm sitting here looking at a book I just found for Bill Russell, my counterpart, called "The Singing Neanderthals." This is part of the human experience, both the singing and the poetic.
Sure.
We're only 40,000 years into this.
The first poets were chanting around a fire. Rhythmically, so they were making both music and poetry. They were in a cave, probably. They probably didn't even have a language yet. They had sounds, they had noises, and they were chanting rhythmically. Maybe somebody was already beating on a hollow log too.
We know that their hearts were beating.
And their hearts were beating. Their lungs were expanding and unexpanding. They were probably, the subject was probably something to do with the next day's hunt or spiritual things, but poetry has existed at least as long as the cave paintings and maybe even longer. And every single culture in the history of the world has developed a poetry on its own without necessarily learning it from another culture. So it's an ingrained human kind of need to verbally express ourselves in some kind of compressed musical manner. That's what a poem is. But they now can look at CAT scans of the brain when we're listening to music or reading poetry that we love, and the pleasure centers of the brain light up. So it's not just an intellectual thing. It's a physiological desire, need that we want in our bodies. It's not an academic exercise. It's not purely cerebral. It's closer to music and, say, dance. It has a lot to do with the body, the whole body.
Do you feel part of that incredibly ancient stream, both writing and reading poetry, Bruce?
Oh yeah. No, I think it's part of the creative urge. I think, I sort of want to be a composer in my next life, I guess Or maybe I need to be a poet for a couple more. As Tom would say, I probably need to be a poet for a couple more turns, and then
incarnations,
and then be a composer. But I have a good friend and mentor who's the director of the Manhattan School of Music, Bob Sirota, who's a good friend, and I was on his board at Peabody Conservatory where my wife went, and he's a composer, and he actually composed a piece after 9/11. There were pieces of music. It is an expression, and how a piece of music grabs you. If I could write a piece of poetry that was sort of like Brahms or something, that's one of my goals too.
Well, gentlemen, I have to tell you that one of my great pleasures in life is what I think is the most fundamental human communication, which is a conversation. And you have enlivened my life. You have gladdened my soul. I share some of the grief with you. And I look forward to when we continue this conversation. Thank you, Bruce McKeever, for making so much possible. Thanks. Thomas, thank you for
thank
everything.
Thank you, Paula.
We're grateful to Thomas Lux for bringing us together with Bruce McKeever and with poetry. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.